I'll be the longest serving Republican in the history of the United States Congress. I replaced Joe Cannon, which has served a little less than 46 years, and I'm on my 46th year, and on March 6th, I'll exceed that. For Alaskans, it's part of history. It's along with the Dean of the House, it's quite an honor, and something I'm quite pleased with. I don't get paid anymore, but I do have the respect of a lot of people because I've been here that long and been through 9 presidents and over 2,000 members of Congress. I've passed numerous pieces of legislation, more than any other congressman. And it's just been a good career in the sense that I'm also, this week, was nominated as the number one legislator in the United States Congress. So that is quite an honor. So I'm quite pleased to announce that for myself and for the state of Alaska, because it's for you and by you that's made me successful in my career. So I thank you. The favorite memory of my career would probably be the day I was sworn in, which seems like yesterday, by Carl Albert, sworn in by Carl Albert. Jerry Ford was the minority leader at that time and became vice president and president later on. That's probably the most memorial thing. The other one is, very frankly, helping people. Every day I see new people from Alaska have challenges and problems, and I try to solve them, and sometimes I'm successful with the help of individuals, and sometimes I'm not. But I do the best I can, and I believe it's been my bright spots when I can help somebody. When I was a child, I never ever thought about being a congressman or an elected official anywhere. Even when I went to Alaska, I never crossed my mind. I was a trapper, a riverboat captain, a gold miner, a school teacher. I did about everything I ever wanted to do, but I never thought of Congress. This was, by the way, partly by accident and partly by desire, because I was in the state legislative body in the House and then the Senate, and didn't like the Senate, and wanted to get out of politics, and consequently we ran for the United States Congress, knowing we full well we would not win. And unfortunately, on October 16th, I believe, Nick Begich, the seated congressman, disappeared in an aircraft. He beat me, and one of the 2 times I have lost. And then I ran in a special section and election, and I got to be the congressman for all of Alaska. And this is probably the best elective job one can have in Alaska. And I've enjoyed every moment of it. It's hard work, but it's rewarding work. And what else can a person ask for? It's a funny thing. I could probably name I didn't enjoy working with, but even then, it was always amiable. I always tell everybody what the real cookie is, and some people object to that, but overall, I try to work with everybody, and everybody knows that. I just laid to rest one of my dear friends, John Dingell, supposedly the greatest chairman in Congress, a longest-serving Democrat, and he and I worked together because we hunted together. I hope it's meant a lot for Alaska, and even now everybody recognizes I am effective. I'm not a chairman anymore, but last year I was number 1, and I've been in the top 10 for over 15 years. I'm still very effective. I still try to do what I can do for Alaska, and that's my job. And again, when you know what your job is, you have the knowledge to do it, you get things done, and that's really what really this means. And a lot of congratulations from some of my fellow colleagues. I couldn't think of anything better. I never regretted anything I've ever done. And I always said God has given me a period of time to live, and I've been rewarded by being a father of 2 great kids and a grandfather of 14 kids, and 2 great-grandkids, and I've had 2 great wives, and I've been very fortunate that way. Just thank you, and enjoy your summer, Alaskans, and the winter's been good, and I look forward to every sunrise and sunset. Both of them are beautiful, and it's blessed when you have a loved one you can wake up in the morning to and go to sleep with. And I guess I'm allowed to say that nowadays, but that's what I did say. Thank you very much.